Yeah, it's been wild this year.
That's a mild understatement. Where did this idea come from, John?
Well, I love the movie. And then every year, it's just collecting more and more lights, just turned into what it is now.
Yeah.
Where do you put all the lights, first off?
I bought a shed just for Christmas decorations.
That's commitment.
Yeah, next level.
And you got the RV and you got everything going on there, huh?
Yeah, it's a little over the top this year, maybe.
Well, 2020 has been pretty over the top, so we'll allow it.
Yeah, just go with the theme.
Why did you decide this year was going to be the year? You said you've been building up to this every year, but this year was the one that was really going to throw it over the edge.
Well, in years previous, just with my work schedule, me not being home as much didn't allow for it. So this year I got stuck at work during COVID for just about 6 months. So I got a bit of time off. It gave me the time to go and look and get the RV and, prepare for this year.
On a normal year, do how many people come by and check it out?
Well, this weekend was unreal. It was, I don't know. I wish we could have somebody counting cars, but that'd be a full-time job.
So, and what have you heard besides, us, like Kiss and Country reaching out to you? That's a pretty big deal. But, I mean, it's getting coverage everywhere,
well,
isn't it?
You guys are a big deal, yeah, for sure.
I saw this on the national news.
Yeah, it just went viral this year. I don't know. It's crazy.
Are you ready for your White House press conference with Trump?
Yeah, sure. Maybe we get rid of Trudeau and throw me in there.
Sure.
Bring your RV.
Yeah.
And it's a fundraiser too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We're collecting donations for the Parkland Food Bank,
which is awesome. So, I mean, and that's going over pretty well.
Oh, it's it is for sure. This weekend alone, I think we're 2,000 pounds of food and just about $4,000, and that's just at my house. We have a couple other houses collecting as well.
John, how do you feel about all these people driving past your house at all hours of the day? Are you like scared to do anything in your house?
No.
No.
I mean, most people that come are quite friendly and just happy. Happy that we're doing this.
Okay, who would you be in Christmas Vacation then?
Well, definitely Clark.
Yeah, we can send Matt over because he's a good cousin Eddie. He's a leecher.
Yeah, out of the group, I would say probably that's the way to go, right?
Yeah, is your full?
Yeah, now I'll have to come empty it.
Yours is.
And the other thing is that a bunch of people along the way have gotten into the spirit now too. So you got your own like version of Candy Cane Lane and Stony Plain.
You bet. Every year too, we've got more and more decorations going up on all the houses, and a lot of the people from the city are saying that it is better than Candy Cane Lane. So come on by and check it out.
Oh my!
Okay.
Whoa! Okay.
It's probably easy to find. You just follow the glow.
follow the glow and follow the traffic.
Yeah. How's the power bill?
It's up there. I try not to look at it.
Smart.
It's the equal payment plan, right?